a hearty invitation to listen to the great truth regarding the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are studying at the present time in the book of Galatians, and we are certainly finding some of the greatest theological arguments that the beloved Apostle Paul ever raised in relation to the gospel of God and the gospel of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I have often wondered, and still do, how many people truly know and understand the scriptural teaching of the gospel of God's grace and love. How many people we find that seem to be necessarily seeking to obtain their salvation, as they think they should, by the works and the good life and the deeds they may perform. My beloved, may I say, when you read this Galatian epistle, which I hope you have done and will do, you will learn that the beloved Apostle Paul defends the pure gospel of our Savior as God's basis of gift and love to all the world, without any system of legalism, without any demands regarding the Mosaic law to be kept, and without any manifestation of good works to be the basis of God's acceptance for the sinner. I raise the question. I repeat it because of the important fact that it should be raised again and again. Are you trusting in your own merit, your own life, your own works, your own deeds, even your own religious performances, to obtain salvation? May I repeat again, for this is the simplicity and the purity of the gospel, on a life I have not lived, upon a death I did not die, another's life, another's death, I stake my whole eternity. Would to God that every man, woman, boy, and girl would come to the realization, by the deep convicting grace and work and power of the Holy Spirit, they have nothing they can offer to God there whereby He may accept them and give them the merited salvation they long for. My beloved radio friend, you and I are nothing but bankrupt sinners. And the beloved Apostle Paul, in this great epistle to the Galatians, defends the gospel and produces the evidence that it is a gospel of grace alone. We have noted in chapter 3 how he called the Galatian believers who were turning to the works of the law from that simplicity in Christ that the gospel had given them, how he called them foolish Galatians, how he had set before them Jesus Christ and him crucified alone for their redemption. We have also learned that they began in the Spirit. They were to go on in the Spirit. They were not to turn to the works of the law for their principle of living or for the salvation that they believe they should have. But only being born again by the Spirit, they should go on. The Spirit they had obtained by the hearing of faith. Then we have also noted, and we repeat it today, the contrast that the Spirit of God reveals through the servant of God, Paul, between works and faith. May I read in chapter 3 of this epistle, Galatians 3 from verse 6, and may I read down through verse 9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. My beloved radio friend, meditate with me very carefully and clearly upon these words. Again we repeat, it was upon the ground of faith, believing God, that God accounted Abraham to be righteous before him. Now says the Apostle Paul in the 7th verse, every other person which is of faith. Every person that exercises faith alone in the divine message of God, in the very divine message of the gospel today, they too are the children of Abraham. They have come in to that relationship with God upon the same ground and merit which Abraham did, and that is only by faith. Note the blessed truth of verse 8. Please let us look back to think that as we preach the gospel today, saying to men and women that repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ toward Him is the basis of God's salvation. Here we have it, dated back to the very day of Abraham on the same principle. Note the words carefully. And the scripture, way back in the book of Genesis, the book of the beginnings, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, the Gentiles, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Now listen, please listen. A tremendous truth is implied in these words, as we shall see. The very gospel that Paul began preaching and that the disciples of our Savior began to herald throughout the Gentile world, God gave that same principle of the gospel to Abraham long ago. When Abraham believed God, now please note the closing words of verse 8. When God said to Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now you may raise the question improperly, well, I thought Abraham was just the father of Israel, the nation of Israel. Correct. He is the father of the nation of Israel. From Abraham, the earthly seed of Israel is sprung, descending from Abraham through Isaac and Jacob and the 12 tribes and sons of Jacob. But here is a promise that God gave to Abraham at the beginning of his life. In thee shall all nations be blessed. Now, how can you and I be blessed through Abraham if we are not earthly Jews? The way we become blessed with Abraham and are considered the children of Abraham is not by earthly birth in the nation of Israel, but thank God by that spiritual birth. Thank God by doing what Abraham did, taking God at His word and believing it. So then, they which be of faith, writes the apostle, are blessed with faithful Abraham. May I point out to you that any man and woman who will take God at His word, as Abraham did long ago, will be accounted righteous. You say, what must I believe? Now this comes to the crux of the matter. If Abraham believed God, what must I believe? Abraham believed the promise that God gave him, in thee shall all nations be blessed. And how could all nations and even the heathen be justified? As Paul has declared, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the heathen through faith. Now may I say, my beloved radio listener, if you are not a child of Israel, that is of Jewish birth, you belong to the heathen, and I belong to the heathen, for the word means Gentiles. And yet, the Gentile nations can be blessed on the same principle that God blessed Abraham. And it is the principle of faith. What must I believe? Oh, may I say, this is the way you and I can receive God's righteousness. And we raise the question, how can a sinner be saved then entirely apart from what he or she may do? Listen carefully. The Lord Jesus Christ did the work to save your soul and mine when he died upon the cross. The whole responsibility for you and for me is this. Do you believe it? Do I believe it? By faith do I apprehend, appreciate, appropriate and confess Christ the Son of God paid the penalty for my sins upon the cross? By Jesus Christ being crucified for me, My sins were laid upon him. God placed them upon his beloved Son. This is what I must believe. My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross. And my beloved friend, for you and for me, this is the responsibility. Again, let me repeat what Romans 5 declares. But to him that worketh not, and if you are working for salvation, please stop now. And note what follows. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. My beloved, may I say, it is God alone who can justify you and me, who alone can clear us from the charge and the guilt of our sins and forgive an ungodly sinner. But he can only do it, and he will only do it, through the death of his dear Son. And when you believe, the death of his beloved Son alone is the ground of your acceptance before a holy God for the forgiveness of your sins, that it is not your works, it is your faith in Christ's atoning death alone that will enable God to count you accepted before him. Oh, may God help us to realize it. For the superiority of the gospel, we not only receive the Spirit of God by faith, not by the works of the law, but we receive God's righteousness by faith also, and never by works. Let me repeat again in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 the words of the apostle saying, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Now we believe and know there is a proper place for works, but not for salvation. My beloved radio listener, I want to ask, are you resting upon the merit of Christ's atoning death alone by faith? Father, bless the truth in Jesus' name we ask, for his honor and glory. Amen.